All right. This is the part of the show that I've really been waiting on, y'all, because I, Steve Harvey, am one of the truest and greatest Earth, Wind, and Fire fans. You can believe that about me. Now, I know a lot of y'all love Earth, Wind, but you can't love them more than me. That's just impossible. See, tonight is when we give out to this group what is called the Lifetime Achievement Award in Entertainment. Now, go ahead. They deserve all that. All that. Now, listen to me. The only way that you can get a Lifetime Achievement Award is that you got to have been doing this thing that we do at the highest level for a lot of years in a row, not just a week. You can't have a CD and get no lifetime achievement. You can't have two CDs. You can't go platinum and get this. To get a lifetime achievement, you got to have something that was out on 8-track. This what I'm saying. Y'all make your albums, y'all got nice hits. But if it wasn't no 8-track, you can't get no lifetime achievement because you're too new. And the other way, see, there's certain qualifications you got to go through to get a lifetime achievement award. First of all, your music has to have stood the test of time. That's number one. Your hit got to make a lot of sense every time they hear it, year after year after year. And what the second way is, as soon as the first note of your song is played, everybody in there got to go, oh, hell no. Because see, they got hits. They got hits that we still playing. True Devotion. Blessed are the children. Reasons. Said Reasons. Shining Star. Shining Star for you to see. What you, oh, they got plenty of them. But my jam was, would you mind if I touched, kissed, held you tight in the morning light? Yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt to believe tonight? Again, cause I never ever felt this way in my heart before. Has found a way in my heart tonight. So that's why tonight we are honoring one of the greatest bands of all time, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes, 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 y'all. The music of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Steve Harvey, Lifetime Achievement Award. That's how it is.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Welcome to Groovadelica, everyone. How you doing?
Out of all the music that makes up the canon of essential black music created over the last 100 years, there has to be one standout contributor, and that is Earth, Wind & Fire. The brainchild of original drummer and producer Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire's visionary spirit gave birth to a collection of songs that went on to form the emotional backdrop to people's lives all over the world, and continues to influence music making of all kinds decades later.
So, if you don't know much about Earth, Wind & Fire, this is the show for you. If you love Earth, Wind & Fire, this is definitely the show for you. We're not going to play all the obvious disco hits from the late 70s and early 80s. We're going to go deep. We're going to go back. We're going to play some new stuff as well. It's all going to be awesome. It's all going to be classic. Welcome to the Groovadelica podcast special. First part presented by our main man, Darren Simpson. Second part, lots of great tunes from ourselves, Carl Benton and Jason Eli. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Nine. 1979, and the sound of disco music on the airwaves and in the clubs provides the soundtrack to the United States of America. And whilst to the everyman, the Bee Gees falsely encapsulated disco to a worldwide audience, the underlying fact is that for up to 10 years previously, a band formed in Chicago had been carving out the most epic and polished disco sound, fusing elements of African, Latin American, funk, soul, pop, rock, and jazz music. This band was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think because of that band, I've come to learn possibility. With Earth, Wind & Fire, it was just embryo of a dream to be the best that we could be. And out of that has spawned a life, career, with all the accolades that have come, great lifestyle, and hope for a continued future, really, musically. It's been a light, it really has. And hopefully, you know, at the end of it all, you know, my contribution musically can be significant in the same way that Earth, Wind & Fire's had.
Formed by band leader Morris White, a session drummer for Chess Records, who'd already recorded with Etta James, Ramsey Lewis, and Muddy Waters, the latter to whom had been described by the Rolling Stones as the man responsible for creating rock and roll. Earth, Wind & Fire released their self-titled debut album in 1971. For the next 15 years, they ruled and continually reshaped the sound of disco music, becoming an against-the-odds stadium-filling mega band, recognised because of its phenomenal horn section, the techniques created by the sound engineers to define their signature sound, but most importantly, the unique and incredible falsetto voice of Philip Bailey. Having won 6 Grammys, released 19 studio albums, 57 singles, 5 live albums and 12 compilations, Earth, Wind & Fire have sold over 90 million records. And throughout the term of the band, various members having succeeded in running successful parallel solo careers, with characters as unlikely as Phil Collins and Barbra Streisand bandwagon jumping onto the employment list of the now coolest cats in town. Now let's have a listen to some of those disco records that set the bar so high that it became near on inachievable for anybody else to get near. We'll be right back.
what I'm saying when I say this is the real sound of Earth, Wind & Fire is that we really wasn't trying to keep up with any trend. And Earth, Wind & Fire has always set trends and done and always had the opportunity to do things the way they saw best, you know. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know that you're bad. you know that you're bad. When you get it all together, when it all comes together as one package, you can say to yourself, I'm bad. But in the meantime, you got to know how to put that in perspective. You got to really know where it comes from. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the audience really make the shows for Earth, Wind & Fire, and it's just such a wonderful feeling to have all those great people out there every night dancing and singing and having a great time, going away feeling great because of Earth, Wind & Fire's celebrating with Earth, Wind & Fire, their music that has been around for so long. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. You know, back in the day when we were writing these songs, we were thinking about uplifting people, in particular people who were feeling down or having some challenges just getting through life, and so that song was born in telling everyone that they actually are significant. And that they are shining stars, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, you know, in the eyes of the Creator, you are a shining star.
Jupiter, such beauty in the sky. We were
That, of course, was Jupiter from the 1977 album All in All. Next up, we have some tributes from Ladisi and D'Angelo showcasing their own takes on some very special Earth, Wind & Fire numbers. Check it.
Now, just interestingly, a good friend of ours, Wendy Douglas, was at this gig where this was recorded at the Jazz Cafe. Jealous. Wendy, big shouts to you, man. Lucky girl.
Very nice.
Want my love, and I. You know it's good, but you try. Yeah, you turn down love like it's really bad. Oh, you can get what you never had. Well, bless your soul, you've been full of you.
Show to make your day brighter. Oh, one that will last.
Seminal track Devotion from the 1974 album Open Our Eyes, as remade by Ladisi. This version is from a very special little album called Interpretations, the Music of Earth, Wind & Fire, that was commissioned by Maurice and features contributions from Music Soulchild, Mint Condition, Angie Stone, Dwale, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Hell yeah. It's one of the things I love about doing this podcast, man. I get to hear loads of new versions of tunes I've never heard of before. I didn't know about this album, man. So, yeah, looking forward to this one.
And what's this, bro?
Sorry, I can't see anything. I can hear, but I can't see. Serpentine Fire?
Serpentine Fire, y'all.
Serpentine Fire, baby. Ow.
Suck it up.
The true meaning of funk right here, man.
Get down, y'all.
When I see your face like a
monster, yeah.
I wanna see your face in the morning sun, ignite my energy.
So we're listening to Sun Goddess, which is a collab done between Earth, Wind & Fire and Ramsey Lewis. It featured on Lewis's album from 1974 that I don't know the title of. Oh no, the title of the album is actually Sun Goddess itself. That was the 45 inch.
That's a big record, man. That must have sounded amazing.
That's from the 45 edit. It's actually about 7 minutes long, but that's a nice little juicy take for your listening pleasure.
Beautiful
right
record, man. Beautiful record. As always, the wine is flowing, man. So forgive us if we get 45 inches mixed up with 45 whatever. I'm sure you're enjoying the show anyway. It's all about good music, man. Now, here's a tune, maybe a little less well known, because Earth, Wind & Fire is so much known for their 70s stuff.
That's right.
So well known for that. But this is from 2009, and it's probably the only track that I've really, really played a lot as a DJ of Earth, Wind & Fire's post 2000. This is called Liberation. Beautiful record. It's going out to all the youngsters out there. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Movadelica.
Right. So here's another little selection from the Interpretations album. This is Chaka Khan's take on the classic Shining Star. Gonna get down, y'all.
Good time listening to this show, listening to this awesome music. Chaka Khan, what an amazing, amazing, amazing singer. By the way, I've got to stop saying amazing. It's one of my resolutions for this year. You will never hear me say amazing again.
That's an amazing resolution, mate. I think you should stick to that. You'll get amazing results from that resolution.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We're going to take you back to 1973. Early Earth, Wind & Fire. I love this track. It's called Evil. It's got a kind of Santana-ish kind of, you know, just chilled out summertime vibe.
Yeah.
And a salsa kind of Latin vibe as well.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Love this track. Really, really nice. Written by Philip Bailey and Maurice White. Evil.
Running through the rain,
So this track is called Love Music and doesn't seem to be on any album that I can find. It's certainly on the Best Of compilation, the album with the red cover and the gold eagle on it, which many people might know.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favourite head nodders from this group. Now, this is one of my favourite all-time tracks.
And a lot of people's,
oh man, this is After Seven, After Dinnerman Styles, Marlboro. Say No More.
Woo!
Called Love's Holiday.
Beautiful.
This takes you back to a special time and place.
Would you mind if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light? Yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight? Again, cause I never ever felt this way in my heart before. Oh, love has found its way in my heart tonight. Would you mind if I looked in your eyes and I'm hypnotized and I lose my pride? Yeah. Would you mind if I made love to you till I'm satisfied? Once again.
Guys, hope you're enjoying the show. This tune here, it's called Columbus Story, and it's from the album Open Our Eyes, 1974. Maurice White's production company is called Kalimba Productions, and that's by no accident. he started to make use of what's known as the African thumb piano back at that time, partly as a gesture towards, of course, his ancestral roots and bringing awareness to traditional forms of African music making. So you're going to hear that very special sound throughout this track. Song, of course, Kalimba Story.
Ow!
Saw it in a store one day, bought him and made me play. Future music, all for you. See me through my hardest times, thought it was about time to open up a new world just for you. Feels on my knees, gave me the key. Doors open for me.
I wanted to squeeze this in, guys, because this is a really moving tribute from a man called David Foster. For those of you that don't know who he is like the penultimate American Uber producer. He has produced everyone from Celine Dion to Eric Benet and so many other different artists in between from all types of genres. One of the very first times he worked with Earth, Wind & Fire was when he penned After the Love Is Gone. That was the beginning of his career. What a beginning, man. So this little snippet from an all-star concert that David Foster put on in Vegas a few years ago reveals the scale of the legacy that Maurice White has left the world. Have a listen to this, guys, and please, I hope you feel moved like I do when you listen to this.
The band, as you know, were truly trendsetters, and they paved the way for so many people. As I already mentioned, Verdeen and Philip and Ralph, I am so indebted to you guys. There's also someone here tonight, a man who taught me more about making music, about decency, about calmness, about well-being, and about the true spirit of music than any other human being on the planet. The least of his many accomplishments is that he is my mentor. His fusion of rock, R&B, jazz, and soul has been cemented into the history books, documented forever. And every single artist that had a career since this man trailblazed owes him a debt, whether it's Lionel Richie, Prince, Luther Vandross, Jay-Z, Kanye, Michael Jackson, you name it. I finally get to publicly thank the man who has given the world so much with every musical fiber of his body. He gave me the chance to explore way beyond what I thought I was capable of doing. One thing I know for sure, if he hadn't been born, pop music would sound a lot different today. That man is the genius behind Earth, Wind & Fire. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here with us tonight in a rare public appearance, lead singer Maurice White. My hero, my mentor, and a true American treasure.
So what do you reckon? Earth, Wind and Fire. A band built out of both serious musicianship and communal spirituality. 90 million record sales later, and one of the world's most institutional remixing outfits, known for banging out colossal house covers of most disco anthems, get busy with a cover of Earth, Wind and Fire's Can't Find Love. And you know you've created an anthem when Masters at Work's Kenny Dope or Little Louie bang on your door asking to record a new version. Speculation? Maybe. But one thing I am sure of is that Earth, Wind and Fire's music will still be getting airplay long after I leave this planet. And so it shall.
Looking, yeah.